for shizzle. Right.
Herbalicious. Ace to the E to the RB.
This is Ricky.
This is Misty.
This is Stefan.
Hi, this is Johnny.
Really come.
Jesus.
I like it when you call me Big Papa.
Oh, you're depressed, sister.
This is Brandy.
This is Herb. How's it going?
This is Carlos.
I'm Nathan.
I'm Nathan.
And Ryan.
Ryan sounds like a dinosaur.
Good, dude, good, dude.
And you're listening to Salma.
Praise white Jesus. Praise white Jesus. Praise white Jesus.
Wow.
I know, right? Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is episode 178. Thank you for downloading. This is Ricky.
I'm Nicole.
And this is Samantha.
Samantha.
Yay. Oh, I'm joining the team.
It's an all-girl show.
Yay.
You do have some big boobies.
Thank you.
To match us.
Thanks. And I don't even have a bra on.
Me neither.
Oh, well, I could actually tell that.
Mine's built in.
Just yeah. Because it says built in does not mean it's going to support, dear.
It doesn't, really.
No, it doesn't.
No.
And I can see your nipples.
Oh. It's cold in here.
You can still wear a bra even though it says built in.
I don't have a red one. Oh, yes, I do. I could have. Oh, well.
Oh, and you could let the shirt go lower than your bra and look real slutty. That's
no,
hot.
Thanks.
No, we saw that last night, remember, around the fountain?
Oh, my God.
Was it a no ma'am moment?
Oh, it was a no lot of something.
She was really pretty, but she was way too hot to be with the guy
and,
she was with.
Yeah, he was like 58
and
million
he was
years old.
Roping her. It was gross.
And he took his vest.
His vest?
His vest and took it off and wiped the seat down so they could sit on it. She was a total prostitute.
Totally. And it's right by the hotel right there around the fountain in the mall.
Whoops.
She was totally Bucky.
I would have been like, it's not 1816. You don't need to wipe my seat down. Thanks.
No, I think that's very nice. I'd be like, wipe my seat so I can sit down in my ass like,
with your vest that you have to put on.
Well, first of all, I wouldn't be on a date with a guy that wore a vest.
True. Or one that was 58 million years old.
No.
I was like this. So I thought, wait till you turn around and look, see what's going to happen.
Keep talking. I love it. The talk through the smile without moving your lips.
Fierce.
Also known as, if you don't shut the fuck up in church, your mom's going to kill you. Mm-hmm. That's how she used to talk. If you don't shut the fuck up.
In church, she would say that.
I'm going to whip your fucking ass.
She's going to be struck
But she'd
down.
Have the death grip on you. Like,
yes.
Like you knew what she was going on.
We just wait till we get home. You just wait.
Which, we'd always go home and we'd fall asleep in the car.
Mm-hmm.
So, it would never happen.
I don't have the heart to wake them. My mom would be like, get up! You're not sleeping all day!
I like how angry people all sound the same to you. Except for your brother.
Shut up! Your face.
Shut your face! All right, so I want you guys to see this video that Bjorn sent me.
Okay.
Bjorn, am I going to have to be mad at you again?
Are we going to have nightmares? Because the horse one totally ruined my life.
Ruined your life.
All right, so are you guys ready? Can you see?
Unfortunately.
Here, let me see.
It's very small.
Hold on.
That's probably a good thing.
I was waiting for that.
Open the door for it, and he just walked right through.
Let's see.
I love dead air. Cricket.
I know, right?
Cricket,
you know, people are like, would he hurry the hell up? Because I really don't want to hear
him
clicking
right?
around. He should have had this shit ready before he hit the
A word. Oh, diss.
Go, Samantha. Tell him.
Jesus. Whoops.
I hear creepy sounds like a helicopter.
I'm scared.
Is he letting a toy helicopter like fly up his butt or something?
Oh, God.
Oh, there's something flying up his butt, all right.
Oh, God. I hate watching stuff with people shoving stuff up their butt.
This is crazy, you guys, okay? Wait. Just
wait a minute.
Watch this. Watch his torso.
can't see because of your microphone. Oh my God.
Ooh, I love it when you fuck my ribs.
Look.
Oh my God.
No wonder he's going, ugh.
Well, and you yeah, know what? That- but he's like messing something up.
Yeah, his organs are getting fucked.
Oh my.
Any.
God.
Oh.
I'm closing my eyes. That is disgusting.
Ew.
Is that disgusting or what?
Bjorn, I'm seriously going to kill you in your sleep. Just going to come with a big machete and just take you out. God.
How do people survive from something like that?
Who would even think to be like, let's see if this fits.
Right? It's as long as an arm.
Ooh. Of like a
like
giant.
At first I was like, oh, he's not even really doing it. He's making it look like he is, but then...
Then we saw the outline of it through his skin, which he was so thin. He needed to, like, eat a sandwich.
Right.
Not fuck a huge fake
cock.
At least it was white. Racist!
Right? I'm like, what's that?
So, if you go on the website and see, or the blog, and you see the horse, and then you see that, you're like, what the fuck? Is up with people.
Right? And how'd the guy die from the horse? Because the horse was half the size of that. Because
it burst his organs or something.
Yeah, but the horse was like, you couldn't control how fast the horse went.
That's true.
That was disgusting.
I didn't see it, and I'm not gonna.
No.
And what's really nasty is when the horse comes, you just hear it plop
yes.
on the ground.
It's disgusting.
It's so gross.
Ugh, I'm gonna throw up.
That's
my
so
ice
illegal
right
to like even have in your possession.
Poor horse.
Oh, Wilbur.
Let's see. We have some phone calls to go through. So most of them are related to you, but since you haven't been here, would you like to apologize to some listeners?
For real?
For your lack of appearances and motivation on the show?
Big thunder.
See, Jesus hates you.
Don't say that.
Right?
I'm sorry you haven't been here. I was sick, and then there is some stuff going on at my house that sucks, so I just haven't been in the podcasting area state of mind, but here I am. Yay.
So where's the poems?
I haven't written any poems either. I'm sorry, I suck at life, I know, but I'll write a bunch, and then when I come back on the next show, I'll read them all. I'll have to write them like tonight so I don't forget.
You wrote the one about Ricky at work on Friday.
Oh my God.
I did. Too bad you didn't bring it.
I know. Too bad.
Big loser.
You did it on purpose because you thought it was funny.
Yeah, everyone did. Everyone was cracking up. It made Miss H at work snort and laugh.
Yes. Hysterically.
Miss H.
Yeah. I'm not going to say her name because I know how you got to beep that shit out.
Yeah. Who's H?
Hello.
Oh.
God. Use a brain cell. Use your one brain cell.
Whatever. I don't think about work when I'm not at work.
Liar.
All right. Just talking about the poems. We have 3 fucking reviews that we need to get the picture of Mike's penis on our blog.
Still 3? It was 3 last week.
Just 3. No, it was 4 last week.
Oh,
we got another one.
Come on, guys.
3. We just need 3.
Just review us. Come on. It could be a bad review. I don't give a shit.
We're fabulous. No. It cannot be a bad review.
It can, because then I can write an evil, cruel poem about you.
Yeah, but that doesn't count towards
this
going to see.
This does count.
A bad review will not go to see Mike's penis.
But you didn't specify if it had to be a good review.
No,
or...
I did. 5 stars. The very beginning.
No wonder you're not getting any.
Yes.
Damn.
Yeah,
I'm
let
kidding.
Me turn your microphone fucking down.
Samantha's dead. I'm back here in the corner by myself anyway, feeling like a loser.
That's where everybody puts their baby.
In the corner.
Let's put a dunce cap on you. Be
right?
Done with
it's
it.
How I feel.
All right, so just in the nature of Mike, we got to play this.
Hey, you homo motherfuckers. This is Trucker Mike. Fucking leave business about my penis.
Leave penis.
Or hate yourself. Hola.
Drunken messages are the best.
Right.
Because he didn't even say, like, English right then. All I heard was something about penis. Holla. He had Ja Rule speak going on. Holla.
Right. Okay, so this is the first call. And I think this is directed towards you. Because Samantha was on the show last week, and we started playing messages, and then it was like, oh, never mind.
He said, pretend you're Nicole and answer for her. I'm like, sorry, I can't do that.
Pretend you're me.
Because I don't know what she'd say.
God, I'm afraid.
Well, afternoon, Nicole. How are you? I was just calling to tell you that I've just seen you on the video, and you are such a lovely young woman. I just wanted to call and tell you that, because I know that Ricky gives you so much grief, and, you know, he dresses like a girl. Backup dancer for Justin Timberlake out in L.A. But we will forgive him.
I'm sure that was a sight.
Anyway, I'm on the lunch break right now. I had to get out of the Walgreens for a bit. As we have about 8,000 refills due before Friday. So, y'all have a good week, and I hope to hear a show from you soon now, Shug. And we'll find you a husband sooner or later, all right? This is Jeremiah. Bye-bye.
I love Jeremiah. He's from Mississippi.
Thanks. Yeah, you can totally tell.
Thanks, Jeremiah. I do need a husband. I proposed to Franco, though.
You did?
I did. And he said, "Oh, I love you."
Franco's cute.
But I cheated on my other gay husband, Brian, because yes. I'm liking Franco a lot. So dark in here.
I was like, dang, I can't see nobody.
Look outside.
Holy
we might have to stop
crap.
This shit for a few minutes. What I was going to say is, Jeremiah, what did you say you had to do at Walgreens?
Refill prescriptions. 8,000 of them by Friday.
Are you a pharmacist? Because pharmacists are my friends.
I love the drugs you give me. They're very good.
So that was Jeremiah. Thank you for calling. Call us again.
Thanks saying that I'm lovely.
I like the way you talk.
That was sweet.
And he's talking about the way I was dressed in L.A. with my hat backwards. And he said I dressed like a backup dancer for
Justin Timberlake
or that I was a white rapper.
Vanilla latte.
Like, if only everyone could see you right this second.
I know. Oh, yes. I'm so white trash right now.
Where is the little flip cam?
Yeah, he has a durag on his head.
Yes.
A white tank and some stretchy gray shorts on.
No, it's not a tank top. It's a t-shirt.
It's a, well, just a plain white tee.
White tee.
Hey there, Delilah.
I hate that song. All right, next call.
Okay.
Ricky, Nicole, this is SD Ken with another question. All right, I want to hear what sexual fantasy from you, Ricky, and one from Nicole, and one, if possible, of a Ricky and Nicole get together. Ever make that happen if it could? And what would you require to make it happen? And basically, what would happen? I'd love to hear that. I'll be listening. Take care. Bye.
Oh my God.
Well, wow. SD Ken.
He's so.
Thank you.
He's so nosy.
Dirty.
Dirty too. Yeah.
So, okay, in order for me to be with Nicole, I would have to be able to wash my hair in Avion water.
What hair?
I'd have to. Pubic hair.
Ew.
I would have to have all red Skittles.
Oh, is this your rider, like, yeah, for a tour?
And I would have to have all roses dyed blue. Okay. Royal blue.
Okay.
With gold outlines.
Real gold.
In other words.
And a unicorn.
So in other words, it would never happen.
Probably more than likely. But let's just say, what would you need first? And then we can say what our sexual
I would need an epidural.
A paper bag.
A blindfold.
Some ice.
Smelling salts. And a horse tranquilizer. And then we could get it on, Ricky.
And a horse tranquilizer.
That's for you. I get the epidural.
Oh, okay.
Y'all would wake up and be like, "What we happened?" Do it?
And I'd be like, mm-hmm.
Exactly. You'll have dribble. Oh, and a bib for your dribble.
Oh. Come.
Wow.
Twins.
All right, so now you each have to say a fantasy.
Oh, God. Ricky, you first.
Oh, God. Ricky wants the dildo that was just in that guy's
mouth. Yes. In his mouth.
Ew.
It'll pop out the back of your skull.
I should post that on the website.
No, your fantasy blog would be for that to be someone's penis.
Oh. No way.
Attached to a living person?
Yes.
No.
You'd be able to walk with all that shit in your pants.
It'd be like a tripod.
Totally.
Literally, third leg for real.
Mm. I don't really have any sexual fantasies. Just other than like doing a rich man and him keeping me.
Being a kept man.
Yeah, but that's about it. Right, and cool. I prefer him to be either Latino or white and around my age.
Latino or white?
Around your age.
I
you
like
mean dead?
Latino myself.
From the crypt. Straight from it.
I know what Nicole's sexual
fantasy
is.
You so do
is.
Not even know anything.
Ooh, you know?
No, he does not. You're going to say something that's completely untrue. But let's hear your guess. Let's.
You
said you knew.
He doesn't.
Do.
He's trying to make it up.
Yes, he is.
No, I do, but I'm trying to figure out how to say it without saying the person's name because we work with them. So
what?
I have no sexual fantasy.
You want to have a sexual fantasy with one of the male employees that work in the R department and doesn't wash his hands. Your sexual fantasy is for him to take your finger and just pick his nose.
No. God, no.
And hopefully it bleeds so it just goes all over you. Ew. That's your sexual fantasy. You're into blood.
That's my nightmare come true.
That's disgusting.
No, I actually...
Right, so I'd rather hear your fantasy now.
I actually kind of want to dress up like really, really slutty like one night. And then go to like a bar or something and meet up with the guy that I'm like dating or whatever, but pretend that I don't know him and have him pay for me. Like I'm a slut.
Deep.
And SD Ken's going, oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh my
god.
It
doesn't
goodness.
Sound like that. But yes, that's
pretty.
That's cool.
Samantha's eyes are like, oh my god. I can't believe it.
Do you have one?
Yeah, Samantha, what's yours? Liar. Admit it.
I really don't.
Not even, like, about a celebrity, like, banging one? Like, a fantasy of, like, doing it on a bed of rose petals with...
That's cheese ball-y.
With Heath Ledger. Oh, too soon!
Too soon!
I love you.
He was
so
my favorite.
It'll all be okay.
I don't know. I used to have sexual fantasies, but I don't anymore.
Oh, womp womp.
Bummer.
Damn. Way to bring it down a notch. Or five.
We'll give you a minute and you can think of one.
That's all right.
All right, so let's
There's see. Your answer, Ken. I hope you enjoyed that.
Next call.
Ricky.
No, not that one. Okay, here we go.
Why not that one?
Right. Because
it was the same one.
Oh.
Oh, just kidding.
Stupid.
Shut up.
I want to ask you guys, when you guys drink, if you guys drink, what is your favorite drink? Because me, I don't like any of these fruity shit. Nah, man, chill. I like the straight up vodka, like straight up, and I hate...
Pause. First of all, he's like 18.
I know.
He we totally do not is. Condone underage drinking.
No, we do not.
At the Foul Monkeys studios.
No.
Unless you're really hot and rich.
Arrive alive.
Don't drink and drive. Click it before you tick it.
Yes. Click it or tick it.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
I hate people who are like, oh, screw vodka, Jim Beam. Ew. Jim Beam tastes like gasoline. Straight up, like $4.95 gasoline. Ew.
Ew. Ew.
And I don't know. I like to drink. Like, I'm so drunk. And I feel like, I don't know. I like talk to so many people tonight. And
Franco.
It's so random.
You're so drunk.
Which is another store that we do not speak of. feel like people were looking at me like they were like, ew, you're drunk.
Ew, you're drunk.
Ew, you're drunk.
Judging.
You're so judgy. A drunk man.
A drunk gay? Is he gay? Yeah, he's
yes,
gay.
Yes, he is. He's my gay, husband.
And I hate how, like, at 2 o'clock in the morning, like there's no, like, the self-service lines. Like, I don't like people to know that I'm drunk, except my friends. But I don't like to go to AMP and, like, for people to see that I'm drunk. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
You might need AA.
So, yeah, what do you guys like to drink? And also, what the fuck was I going to say? Fucking A.
I think you're done, Frank.
Yeah. He hung up.
He's like, fuck, I forgot what I was
going to
say.
That was funny. I would say probably... one of my favorite drinks is a mojito. They're pretty good.
I like to drink that Samantha makes.
Oh.
She got me drunk at her house on it. And
it's
was like,
fruity.
Ah, I'm red-faced
it was,
and drunk.
It was orange juice and milk.
No milk. Orange juice and what? Vodka?
It's orange juice, vodka,
and
peach
schnapps. It's a fuzzy navel.
It was delicious.
Right?
I don't
fuzzy
know.
Navel. That's a fuzzy navel.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. I know that much. And I had two
good,
big glasses.
And her little cheeks were so red. They were.
We all have to get. We should all totally drink and do a show.
Yes. We'll have to do that like a Friday night.
I'm very giggly when I get alcohol in me. Even more than I am normal.
Are you a slut too?
No.
You know what? I loosen up when I've had a drink or two and I'm able to.
That's what she said.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Samantha is a slut when she drinks.
Yes, I used to be.
Yeah, Samantha is a slut when she drinks.
Slut.
It's been a while.
Favorite drinks?
Oh, mine?
Yeah.
I was
you like Jim
question.
Beam.
Well,
so?
I like
well, you
Jack
weren't
Daniels.
Here, but Jack Daniels, straight up alcohol.
Ooh,
straight
hardcore.
Up gas.
I don't know. I just can't.
Straight up gasoline.
Ew. $4.95 gasoline.
I used to. I can't drink anymore because I got sick on it. And then after you puke something so much, you're like,
oh,
mm.
I do like Patron.
Burns your throat.
Oh,
okay,
never had
are
Patron.
You black?
Ooh, Grey Goose.
Grey Goose.
About
is
it.
The
about
shit.
It.
I've never had it.
It's good.
That's that top shelf stuff. I can't
I always
afford
had
it.
Bottom shelf stuff like Crystal Palace.
I don't know the names, so
what's
that
the
shows
name, the,
who.
What's the name of the vodka? Popping off or something
yeah.
like that.
Some cheap shit gets
Smirnoff?
You drunk and tastes like pure
no, Smirnoff
rubbing
is
alcohol.
Like...
Smirnoff is good, and they have nice flavors. You can jazz it up a little.
Oh, I got apple up there. No, pear.
You it's have really blueberry, good. Too, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
We used to get watermelon and then put it in Sprite. Oh, that's the
and
shit.
And eat fried chicken? Oh,
no.
Whoops.
Ooh, you're going to get shot tonight.
He is. My God.
All right, second call.
He's offending
our
me.
Next call.
I know, right?
This is the last call of the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's right again. I know I did this like the other time where I like called twice and I didn't say my name the second time. But whatever. Yeah, this kind of question pertains to Ricky more, but I don't know if it pertains to you, Nicole. But like, have you ever been like drinking and like this guy, like, has this happened to me the other time? Like, I was at my friend's Nicole, oh my God, why is it Nicole? Simone party, and her friend, which is my friend also, his name is Justin, he kind of, like, he's straight, he has a girlfriend, and he bit my nipple, and he kind of made out with me a little, and also, like, this other straight guy named Sean made out with me a little, and it's just like, oh my God.
Where does he live?
New Jersey. Oh,
okay.
Are you guys sad because he's making out with so many straight boys?
I know, right?
Yeah,
why don't I get
little...
these? I'm jealous, Franco.
It's a little.
I get to make out with straight guys.
Disconcerting.
Too.
Yeah, it makes you worry though. Like if you have a boyfriend who
he's
going to
be
straight,
secretly
and
gay.
He's going to be like cheating on you with gay guys.
Straight out the closet.
All right, let's finish what he said.
Because if you're really gay, be gay.
Yeah, don't be stingy.
Right.
Justin was there, and Sean was like with his friends. He was just like, I don't know, I guess he was trying to, like, play, like, straight, I don't know. I don't know. I just want to ask, like, has that ever happened to you where, like, a straight guy, like, hit on you? And then, like, the next time you see them, like, yeah. they're just like, oh, it didn't happen. I was drunk. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And...
We know what you're saying.
Yeah. No, I want to know your answer. All right. Bye. Foul monkeys. It's the shit.
He needs to not drink.
Shit the shit. It is the shit.
What? Ricky, wasn't there one time whenever you had a guy who was married, had never been with a guy before, and he wanted to experiment, and you went over there?
What? Ricky!
There Ooh. Was a guy that was married, and he told you that he had never been with a man, but he wanted to be. And then, remember, you know who I'm talking about.
And you
about.
Went to his house it's and been a boned long time him.
Ago. But you did go to his house. You drove all the way to some beach.
What?
Yes!
Oh, my God. I totally don't remember that.
Ricky. You liar.
Yes, I went to the beach. He had kids. And you were like...
I don't remember that shit.
But they weren't there.
They were watching
from the
closet. I remember
a story you told me that you went to a guy who was married and messed around with him. And you felt bad because he was married. You've told me this story before.
Ricky, I'm amazed.
I don't remember
that. Oh, my
that.
God. You're going to have to think about it and then get back with people because I'm not an idiot.
Maybe this was just a dream on your part, Samantha.
No.
And you're like, Ricky, go
it's
turn
been a
man's
while.
I was going to say, when I was around Franco's age, well, legally drinking age, which is not 18.
It might be. They're going to maybe change
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know. They're thinking about lowering it. But anyway,
happy,
there were many a nights at... There were many a nights at BT's.
What's
that
BT's?
Ricky, it's like a restaurant slash bar in the town that I lived in.
Oh.
There were many a nights that a boy would come home and wake up and be like, dude, don't tell my girlfriend.
Oh, no. That's and very cool
happens.
Intentions.
I know. It just happens.
With blame.
And then once...
Don't be hating on Pacey.
And then one time,
loves him.
And then one time, the guy actually broke up with his girlfriend and then came back down to my apartment. And I was like, no.
You were just good to do, not to date.
Thank you. I was a whore back then. But it was okay because I didn't have a boyfriend. Oh, no, ma'am.
We don't say that.
No.
We do not say that word.
Samantha, high five to that.
Whore is not in our vocabulary. Mm.
No, nope. The W word. Just say that.
Okay,
the W word.
We'll just say the
whoo.
Yeah, because they can't see our finger going back and forth.
True.
Well, we can do the video, but I'm not in appropriate attire for that. So, and it's kind of dark and it's storming. So we're down
to
20.
Storming.
Well,
it's just
thundering.
Raining.
So we're down to 28 minutes. So I think it's time that we probably go.
This is going to be the first for us.
I know. Under
Ours
30 minutes.
Ours always go like 45, an hour.
Oh, Lord.
So leave us an email or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Visit our website at foulmonkeys.com. Give us a call at 206-984-FOUL. We did receive something in our post office box from...
Brandy.
From Brandy. It was awesome.
Unsure as to where you're from. I forget. But you sent us a cool make balloon shapes.
Yeah. You toy. Remember the things that come with the straw and then it came with the stuff in the tube and you
and
make the balloons.
And it smells lethal.
Yes.
Yes. It totally has that warning on there.
Yes.
She sent
that
us
shit
that.
Was the bomb when I was a kid.
And you but like it, squeeze them and they're all cool.
Yeah. But it kind of sucked though if it started to get hard around the end of the straw because then you couldn't blow through it anymore.
Yeah. You just soak in hot water.
Oh. It's, does it smell like pee?
No. I just smelled poop.
Oh. Because the...
Ricky.
I think the microphone smells like pee. Maybe it doesn't anymore.
I can't smell anything. My nose is
All I can smell
up.
Is this damn perfume that the lady gave me a sample of and I put on. Now I got a headache.
What
Sorry.
Perfume is it?
It's called Angel.
By who?
Angel.
It's
Angel by Angel?
The men's version is called Angel for Men.
Because
who makes
he bought
it?
That, I, they gave me the sample because they thought I was his wife.
Tommy something. Tommy. Not Hilfiger. It's
Tommy Bahama?
No.
We'll have to look. I don't know. But
anyway,
it's giving me a headache.
So send us stuff at our post office box, which is
725 Lakeland, Florida, 33802. I always forget.
Awesome.
I haven't said it in a while.
And also,
try to guess our Spanish.
Leave us a review. Nobody guessed our Spanish words.
Nobody. You guys suck.
Nobody even attempted. But of course, we laughed so hard all the way through it.
They probably didn't know what you said.
Yeah, probably not.
Leave us reviews. We need 3 more fucking reviews. Come on, 3 reviews, and you get to see Mike's penis.
Yeah, 3. Come on, let's go.
You ever think maybe they don't want to?
No, they want to because we've had a lot of reviews since that.
Oh. He has the Jacob's Ladder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Ouch.
It's hot.
It looks like it's on fire outside because the rain is hitting and there's like smoke.
It's the air conditioner blowing the water back up.
Oh, you're so smart. I was like, there's a fire.
You cannot say smart anymore. It has to be like intelligent or something.
You're such a genius. Don't even say sheer genius because I'll have to stab you with this pen in my hand.
Sheer genius. Which is getting good. It's down to the last 3.
I know our
And I really don't like
though.
2 of the 3 in there. So, whatever.
2 out of 3.
I know who's going to win. So, whatever.
We were thinking about doing Project Runway updates.
I love Project Runway.
Ditto. We were thinking about doing that after the show. I was going to call Nicole and we were going to record something and put it up. But we're not for sure people are interested in that. So
Let us know.
We'll let you decide. And then America's Next Top Model is going to start. Maybe we can do it on that too. Which one of them is going to be a transgendered? It was a male that turned into a female.
I'm excited.
Jesslyn kind of looked like that to me.
Yes,
but she was
too.
A woman.
Anna, too.
Oh, yes.
Maybe you'd be a supermodel. You have to look like a man because Tyra Banks has a big old forehead.
She's a 5-head.
She has a 5-head.
She even says she has a 5-head. She's not ashamed.
The drive-in movie theater
Don't
on
hate.
Your face.
Oh, dis. No, her
IMAX.
Face is too dark. Oh.
Ricky, I'm going to smack you.
God.
All right, we're out of here. This is Ricky.
And this is Nicole.
And this is Samantha.
Oh.
Well, folks, looks like we're at the end of another show. But don't worry, the boys will be back for another episode real soon. Now let's go and cornhole some drunks.
Franco.
Franco.